Ayin Hey Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. I believe we got to the Mishnah yesterday. Here we go. Shtei Chatzeros. Zu lifnim mizu. We've got two courtyards. One is inside of another courtyard, but as we know what that means, it doesn't mean literally concentric circles, but what it does mean is that there is no outlet for the inner one, right? There is the one that's right up against the Rishus HaRabim, and then there's one which is removed from the Rishus HaRabim. Right, it's connected to that one, but it has no other outlet than to move into that other one, that outer one, in order to get to the Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says like this: Irva ha-pnimis v'lo irva ha-chitzona ha-pnimis mutaris v'ha-chitzona asura. We've seen this Mishnah before, actually, in other contexts, but a couple weeks ago, maybe last week even. So if the inner one, the one that's not connected to the Rishus HaRabim, is the inner one, if the inner one makes an Erev, but the outer one doesn't. So the inner one is mutter to carry into, v'chitzona asura, and it's and the outer one is not. Okay, it doesn't exactly explain what that is, but the Gemara is going to go into more detail. Hachitzona v'lo apnimis, if the outer one makes an Erev, not the inner one, shtein asuros, then both of them are asur. Morning Mark. You might be tempted to think that this is already talking about drisas haregel, meaning the fact that the inner one is going to be carrying or is going to be walking into the outer one, means that it itself has to, that the outer one itself has to count for the inner one's permissibility, even though they're not in their courtyard. Okay, so in this case, Hachitzona v'lo apnimis, if the outer one makes the Erev, but the inner one still hasn't, so it doesn't matter that the outer one made one, if the inner one is going to be walking through their courtyard to get to their Rishus HaRabim, so they still have to account for them, and therefore, if they didn't make an Erev with anybody, it's going to be a problem with themselves or with the outer one, so that's going to be a problem. So Erva, Zulatzmav, they both made an Erev independently, so Zumutarzvifnazmav, so they can carry it to their own courtyards. However, Rabbi Akiva also rachitzona. Rabbi Akiva says the outer one is still not allowed to carry. Shedrisas haragel osarta, even though the mutter one is allowed to carry into, even though the outer one is mutter in the sense that it made an eruv, it's usher because there are other people that they didn't make an eruv with that are walking through their chatzer. However, if a chachamim omrim, just the fact that they're walking through is not going to make it usher. The only reason that it's going to be usher is if they didn't make an error for themselves. Okay. If one of the outer ones forgot and did not make an error, hapnimus muteres v'achitzon asura, the inner one is mutter and the outer one is usher. Right, just like if the chitzona didn't make an erev at all, if it only one of them doesn't partake in the erev, so the same thing happens. The inner one is mutter and the outer one is aser. Min hapnimis v'lo erev, if the person who forgot is from the inner one, so shtein aseros, because on the one hand, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, on the one hand, the inner one doesn't have a full erev, and therefore someone's going to be oser them, and also the outer one, this guy who forgot, is going to be held liable, has to be accounted for by the outer one, even if the outer one made an Erev, but the inner one has a one guy who's walking through it, who didn't partake in their Erev, so it's going to be Usur, which might be redundant, we'll see soon. Nasnu Erevim Makom Achram Shachar Achad, if they put their Erev in one place, and one person forgot. The Gemara is going to say that Makom Echad means in the outer one, as Rashi says here. V'lo Erev, and they didn't make an Erev, Shtein Asuros. If there's one guy, but the Erev physically, meaning they made one big Erev for both of them, and the guy physically, and it was physically put in the outer one, but anyone in either of the Chatzis, either one of the Korazis forgets, is going to make both usher. V'im hayu shel yachidim einan tzrichin la'aref. If, however, the courtyards were only for individuals, meaning it wasn't multiple houses, but rather it was one house hold in each of the courtyards, so then there's no need for an eruv, because that only applies when there are multiple people living together. I guess the Chiddush is, although I'm not sure we're going to see this today, the Chiddush is that maybe you would think that if they're in separate courtyards, that they could that but that the avenue to get their Shesharabim is together. So maybe you would think the two people combined between courtyards, Kamash Malan, that they're not, as we will probably discuss. Okay. The Gemara says, Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yanai. When Rav Dimi came to Bavel, Rav Yanai said, Zudi Rav Kiva de Amar. This is the beginning of the Mishnah, is also according to Rav Kiva de Amar, who says, I feel a regal muteres b'mkoma. Even though there's one regal, there's one one person in the inner one, which is mutter, in their own courtyard, the inner one. Oser shalom b'mkoma. It can also make other people's courtyards aser. Right, in the case where the outer one made an Erev, but one of the inner ones didn't, so then it's still going to be Usser on the outer one. Hold on. Fila rega hamuteres bim koma. Muteres bim koma. Okay, I guess it doesn't matter necessarily what the inner one is. Not really sure why Safaria says otherwise. Either way, I'm just going to go. Oser shalom b'mkoma. Avacham omer kishem shrega hamuteres eino oseres. Kachrei chasura eino oseres. The Chachamim add, just like a regal which is mutter is not as oser, right? So they disagree and they say someone on the inside is mutter, so then they can't make it oser for the outer one. So too, A regal which is usher in Osara. So too, someone who is usher also is not going to be oser. Meaning that both Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim are going to extremes of their own views that we said before. Meaning it's not just the case that somebody who is according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not just the case that somebody who is mutter is going to make it usher for the outer one, but maybe even someone who's usher is going to make it usher for the outer one. That's the first case of the Mishnah. But the outer one, the one connected to the Shesharabim, makes an error. The inner one, even though they're also usher, is going to be oser the outer one. But not only that, but even if the inner one is mutter, they're also going to be oser the outer one. And Chacham say no. Even not only is it that the mutter one can't affect can't make it usher for the outer one, but even if the inner one is usher, it's also not going to affect the outer one, which is the first case of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tanan, Erev Achitzon Velo Penimis Shtein Asuros. If the outer one made an Erev and not the inner one, so then they're both usher, so money. So who's that going according to? Ilem Rebbe Kiva, my area regal asura. If it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, so why are we talking about a situation where the inner one is usher? I guess this is why I was getting confused in the first part. But if it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, why do we limit the chiddush to only talking about somebody who is usher from the inner one and is walking into the outer one? Afilu regel muteres nami. Even if the inner one was someone who could walk, who could carry in his own domain, even that situation is going to be oser the outer one when the outer one made an Erev. So that can't be the problem of the Mishnah in the beginning, because that can't be the opinion of Rabbi Kiva at the beginning, because that would have said it in a different way. It would have been a bigger chiddush if they would have said the full extent of Rabbi Kiva's chiddush, that even somebody who is mutter is going to be oser the outer one by walking through it. So the Gemara says, "El Av Rabbanan." It must be according to the Rabbanan, and it must be that only the Rabbanan only think. That only somebody who is. Hold on, I feel already went there. Now I'm going to say the Kabi Erev Rabbi Kiva Oster Asachnu Mishum Shalashminu He Gufa Lo Itzrich The Misev and Navkom and Hashdu Mutaris Asra Asura. So according to the Rabbanan, it's only the case that somebody who is usher is going to outweigh the outer one's permissibility, meaning the one that's on the inside is Usser, so then that's going to make it Usser. But that would imply, I think this is the point of the Gemara, that would imply that if the inner one is Mutter, so then it wouldn't necessarily be a problem for the outer one. Hold on. I think that's what it's saying. Either way, the question is, it's not going to go into either one. Because neither of them, it's not talking about the extent of their Chiddush. Because the Rabbanan would say that even the Mutter one would be Oster, the outer one. So how could it be that this first part of the Mishnah is unnecessary for both Shitas? So the Gemara says, La'olam Rabbi Akiva. Velozu avzu katani. It's really a Rabbi Akiva, and it's true, this isn't the full extent of his Chiddush, but the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to continue to say not only that, but even in this case. Okay? So Tanan. Erva zulatma 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 tamati erva. Halo erva shtana suros. The only reason that they're independently mutter is because they independently made an Erev for each other. But if they didn't make an Erev, if they never actually made these Erevin, so then even independently they would be Aser. Right? Okay, that makes sense. The high Tanada Amar Regal Mataras Anos Regal Asura Saras Manihi. But wait a second. The Mutaras, according to the Rabbanan, that someone who walks, who is allowed to carry in their own domain, is not going to Oser. But if someone is not allowed to walk in their own domain, is Oser, so manihi. Ilem Rabbi Akiva hi afilu regal mataras nami, elalav rabbanan hi. The same thing. V'od mi desev Rabbi Akiva, reshadav Rabbi Akiva. The fact that the end is Rabbi Akiva, it must be that the beginning is also is not Rabbi Akiva. So rather, Gemara says no. Kul Rabbi Akiva hi v'chasur mechzur ha'chazani. In the end of the day, this is how you should read the Mishnah. Erev azulatzma azulatzma zumataris v'dansma zumataris v'dansma. B'mad v'aramurim. What is that? What's the situation? She'asasadaka. That's only if it was made with a small separation. Avalo asadaka chitzona asura de Rabbi Akiva. But if they made, if they didn't make any separation, so then the outer one is going to be asur also according to Rabbi Akiva because they're going to walk freely into the outer courtyard. Rashi says pinimis asadelas kitana lifnei pischa v'silka drisas ragla michitzona. Right? They basically made, I don't know why this is a small door, but they made some kind of separation between them and the outer one, which would preclude them from walking to the outer one. And thereby, it won't oser their, it won't prohibit them from carrying the outer one. That's going to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva again would think, that's the Gemara. The Gemara then says, "Sherebi Akiva oser es chisson mibnei trisa serega oseras." Because if you carry in the other one, so then it's going to be oseret vacham or meindrius serega oseras. And Chacham say, "No, it's not true. They don't need to have the separation because it's not going to make it oser." So meisiv Rabbi Barabai v'im hayula shel yachidim ein tzrich la'arev. If they're at the end of the mission, we saw that if they're individuals, so then you don't need to make an erev. Hashal rabim tzrichan la'arev. But wait a second, that implies that if they were multiple people, they would need to make an erev. Ama regal mataris mukamal nein oseres regal asur oseres. So in that would imply that maybe if they didn't make an erev and they were not individuals, so then they would be oser against the shita of the rabbanan. So Gemara says, if an od mesiv Ravina, Ravina also says, shachachem na chisona v'lo erev, if the outer one forgotten didn't make an erev, v'nius mataris chisona osora. The inner one is mutter, and the outer one is aser. Right, the inner one is mutter, and the outer one is aser, because the one on the outside didn't make an erev. So shachachem na p'nimis v'lo erev shtein asuros. If the inner one didn't make an erev, he's going to be oser his own one in the inner courtyard, and it's also going to be oser the outer one. So the Gemara says, well, tama de shachach. The reason it's no good is because he forgot. Halo shachach. If he didn't forget, the implication would be that shtein mutaros, and therefore that both of them are okay. Even if he made an erev, then they would both be okay. And even though he's going to be walking from one to the other. It doesn't say that that they're muteres b'fnei atzma. So Gemara says, Alma regal muteres ain't oseres. Regal asur oseres. It's only the person that forgets that's going to be oser the outer one, not the person that remembers. And therefore, maybe this is possible like the Rabbanan. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ela kiyasa ravin, amar rabbi yanai, shalosh machlokas b'davar. There's a three-way machlokas going on, or three things that disagree. Tana kama savar, regal mataras, eno saras. One who is mutter cannot make another person, another courtyard, asa regal asuro saras. Only someone who is themselves unable to carry is going to make it unable for somebody else to carry. Rabbi Akiva osavar, afil regal mataras, saras. Rabbi Akiva says, no, even someone who's mutter in their own courtyard to carry, it can be oser, the outer one, from carrying. V'rabbanan basurai savar, and the last rabbanan, I mean, not like the Tanakama, kishem shiregal mataras, eno saras, kach regal asura, eno saras. No one is going to make it usher, even if they made an Erev, even if they didn't make it, whether they made an Erev, whether they didn't make an Erev in their own courtyard, they cannot affect the other courtyard. It's interesting, why would there be a distinction according to the Tanakama? I'm not really sure 100% why that would be. But either way, Gemara continues. Right, so if they put the Erev, they made one big Erev between the two courtyards, all of a sudden they're getting along again, so now they're making an Erev for both of them, and the question is, well, they put it in one specific place. Well, which place did they put it in? So the Gemara says, Simen chitzon atzma beisachida ravina dol meshkach b'fnim. Okay, some kind of mnemonic to remember what we're going to say. Amar Rav Huda, Amar Rav Chitzona. They put it in the outer of Maikarli Makom Echad. Why do they call it the one place? Because it's the one place that both of them go to. The inner one crosses to the outer one, and the outer one obviously goes to the outer one. Tanina mihachi, over onto Amud Beis. We also learned in the Braisa, if someone forgot whether or not they were from the inner one or they're from the outer one, velo Erev shtein asuros, and they didn't make an Erev, so they're both Aser. Because the one person, hold on. This is a different brisa. One person, even if he's from the inner one, even if he's from the outer one, so they're going to be both aser. So that's an interesting one. We haven't seen that yet. If the person that forgot is from the outer one, why would it make it aser for the inner one? So we're going to talk about it. So now, if the Erev was put on the inner one and the outer one and someone from the inner one didn't make an Erev, so then they're both aser. Again, maybe like Rabbi Akiva, because he's carrying into the outer one. Or because the stake on the inner one is the person who had stakes on the inner one is not involved in it, right? The inner one. Minachitzon of the Erev, however, if the person that forgot was on the outside and the Erev is on the inside, Shtei Nasuros, they're both going to be us. So, Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Akiva says. The Chacham say, in that situation, the inner one is mutter, because nobody in the inner one had any problems. But the chisona is asura, the one who forgot us on the outside, and therefore he's going to be asur. So amli rabba bar chanan labai, maishna l'rabban and armi p'nimis m'teres mishim da'achad da'ashtad m'shtamsha. Why is it different that, according to the Rabbanan, the inner one would be mutter because they're able to prevent the outer ones from carrying on the inside, right? As we said before, there's some kind of door or some kind. Rabbi Akiva Nami, according to Rabbi Akiva also, Techa Dasha Utseshamish. Same thing, according to Rabbi Akiva, I believe it's talking about the first case here, where they put an Erev in the outer one, and one of them forgot. So if it's the outer one that forgot, so then they should be okay on the inside. I think that's what it's talking about. Let me see for a second. Rekiva also, let the residents of the inner courtyard shut the door of the courtyard to the members of the outer one and use their courtyard on their own. I think that's what it means. Amrlei Erev Margila. So the truth is, says Abaye, maybe that would be a good idea, except for the fact that now that the Erev is on the inside in this situation, so then, right, it's going to the second case. Go in the second case where the outer one is the one that forgot, but the Erev is on the inside. So there's nobody on the inside that's the problem. But Rabbi Akiva would say that no, the outer one, the outer people, the people in the outer courtyard would still make it problematic for the inner courtyard because the fact that the Erev is there, it's going to make them come into that to the inner courtyard. They might not be going there to get to their Shazarabin, but they would be going inside for the sake of getting to the Erev potentially. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan, I'm the Erev Bar Gila, so why don't the Rabbanan say the same thing? Because the Rabbanan also would presumably think that they're going to go inside to get the Erev, and therefore it should be Usher for the inner one too. So the Amral, which is an interesting question, because the Rabbanan, at least the Rabbanan of the Mishnah, seem to not be worried about other people walking through other places. Either way, Amrav, the Gemara says, no, it's not true. The reason that they said, the reason that they said originally, Da'amra le'takune shai taftich v'lo la'avosi. Shai taftich is that we became partners, right? Like a shituf. The reason that we partnered with you is le'takune, to help us, v'lo la'avosi, but not to cause problems. Like Eva says, like cricket. So Gemara says, or the Safari here says, since one of the residents forgot to contribute to the Erev, we no longer acquiesce to this partnership. Okay, the fact that somebody forgot means that we don't want to be partners with you, and therefore, we retroactively undo the whole thing. I'm not really sure what the mechanism is, but they basically say that we don't want to be part of it. So Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, Nami Tema, Tzkunu Shavtatzai, Shataftich, V'lo La'avosi. Why does Rabbi Akiva say the same thing? So, Da'am Rala, Mavatzinu Lech Rishusi. They said instead, no, in this case, I'm going to be Mevatel my Rishus. The one that forgot says, I'm going to be Mevatel my Rishus, and therefore it's not a problem. Rabbanan ain't Betel Rishus v'chatzel v'chatzer. And the Rabbanan say, no, you can't do that, because they paskin like, who was it, like Shmuel, and not Rabbi Yochanan, I forget which one's which, that they're not allowed to be Mevatel Rishus from one the outer courtyard to the inner courtyard, and therefore the Rabbanan couldn't use the same logic as Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, "Lema Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan looked at the Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva Gemilfiki." Let's say, therefore, that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, who are the ones that disagreed about Bitul Rishus Mechatzel Chatzer, let's say they disagree in the same way as that they're connected to the Machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan, just like you just said. Shmuel Amrak Rabbanan. Shmuel says to the Rabbanan that you're not allowed to make a Chatzel Chatzer Bitul. Rabbi Yochanan Amrak Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rabbi Akiva that you are allowed to make a Bitul. So the Gemara says, Amrak Shmuel. Shmuel could have said to you, Ana de Amri Afila Rabbi Akiva. Now I agree, even according to Rabbi, I could agree even according to Rabbi Akiva. Right, Shmuel is the one that says ein bitz mechatzel chatzer. He could even agree in the case of Rabbi Akiva, this case that the outer one forgot and therefore is going to be osur the inner one. The reason why he can't do a bitzel, the reason why Rabbi Akiva says you could still do bitzel is akan lo kam Rabbi Akiva hacha ela b'shtei chatzir zuluf nimizu. The only time Rabbi Akiva says such a thing that it's osur for the inner courtyard is when there are two courtyards, one is on the inside of the other, da osur na adade, because they affect each other. Aval Hassam, in the case where we're talking about, in the case of making a bitul rishus, so mikasri adade, the two courtyards are not going to be so intertwined, because one is not on the inside of the other one, and therefore Shmuel would say that you can't do mevatel rishus because you're not intertwined yet. But if you were in this case of an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard, so maybe even Shmuel would say you can be mevatel rishus mizuluzu, that you can be chatzel chatzer, because they are more connected to each other. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ana de Amri Afilu Rabbanan. I agree, even I could agree, or Rabbi Yochanan could say that he agrees even according to the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kam Rabbanan hacha. The reason why the Rabbanan say the outer one here is mutter. Sorry, that the inner one is mutter, even though the outer one forgot. Ela de amrla ad mevatalta li ka asart ilai. Because if you were you're creating an iser for us. Al hasam mi kasart Allah. It sounds like a very similar. Rashi says, "Ba'ol shlo batalta es atoseres alai hilkach dal anat v'dal bitulach delo ba'inolei." Right, the fact that we don't have such a great relationship because you can be oseras, so we don't really want to have anything to do with you. But in the case of the side by side, there's not such an animosity, right? There's not such a reliance or liability from one to the other, and therefore maybe they would agree. That's why in that case they would be allowing to have bitul, whereas in this case they wouldn't, because there's more of a hostility. That's what it sounds like, at least. I'm not really sure if I got that right or not. I'm not 100% sure that word. Okay, v'im hayush echidim, if they're two independent courtyards. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Tani Rabbi, hayush shlosha asurin. Rebbe thinks that if there were three of them, so then it would be Aser. Meaning that there's two in one and one in the other. So then it would become an Aser, because then they're no longer independent, they're no longer individuals in each of them. So Amar Lo Rav Bibi, Lo Tatitzu Li. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Ana Amrisa Niale. Umishmeder of Adabar Hava Amrisa Niale. Hova Ani Kore Behen Rabbi Machitzona. Rebbe. Hold on. He's saying that Rebbe Yosef forgot. So the Gemara says that Rashi says, "Umin hatam hazeh amarati la hov ani kor rabim chitzor gazrinu mishum rabim pnimis." The reason that I said it's a problem if it's a 2-in-1 is because if there are multiple people in the outer one, so where it goes there, because maybe there will come a time where there are going to be multiple people in the inner one also. I think the problem is that there's the outer one. Amri of Yosef, Mari de Avram, Rabim, Berebi Ichlef Lei. No, you're getting your words mixed up. You think it's Rebbe and it's really Rabim, or you think it's Rabim and it's really just talking about Rebbe, the rabbi. Ushmol Amar La'olam Mutaras. Ushmol says, doesn't matter what the situation is, it's got to be 2-in-2. La'olam Mutaras, Achyu Shnaim Bepnios Echad Bechitzona. It's got to be 2 on the inside and then 1 on the outside, meaning that the ones that are going to affect the outer one are only those who are multiples, right? Similar to the situation from Rabbi Kiva, that the people that are going to cause the problems are the ones on the inside. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Vigoy Harehu Karabim. A non-Jew is like a rabbin in that they're going to be osir the other one. So mashne yisrael dlo osir demand yad yada uman dlo yad savar eruve eruv goinami amrin yad yada dlo yad savar agure eg oger. So what does that mean? This is the part I wasn't so clear about. Rashi says yada shehu sham yachidi v'yada she'ein regal mutaras osaris v'lo nafkamina chorva. Let's read it in the English. If a non-Jew lives in the inner courtyard, the non-Jew's right of the way in the outer courtyard renders it prohibited to carry there, okay? Just like another Jew, like multiple Jews would. So what's the difference? Why would it be that an individual Jew would be problematic, but the individual Jew would not be a problem, but the individual non-Jew would be a problem? Because one who knows that only one person lives there knows that fact, and one who does not know this thinks that an Erev has been established. I'm not sure why. This is what I was confused about yesterday. If so, in the case of a non-Jew, we should say that one who knows that only one person lives there knows, and one who does not know this thinks that the Jew must have rented the domain from the non-Jew. I really don't know what's going on. It's basically saying that we should say the same logic. Basically, the same logic should apply between an individual Jew and an individual non-Jew. Why would it be any different? We should be just as cognizant of the issue. So Gemara says, no, stam gai I iser dogar mif'a pai. As a typical non-Jew, if he had rented out his domain, we would know about it, because everybody would know that somebody rented out their property to a non-Jew. But if he didn't talk about it, everyone assumed that he did not. And therefore, we have to be more concerned that there's a problem living with a non-Jew. Again, I'm not 100% sure what's going on. The Gemara doesn't seem to be very concerned about it, but that's the halacha. Halacha is, if it's an individual Jew, it's okay. If it's an individual non-Jew, so then there's a problem. Presumably because of Bittul Rishus, I don't know. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Asar Batim Zuluf Nemizu, Pnimis Nosin Yaseiruv Vidayo. If you have 10, like a row of townhouses, and the outer one is opening up into this chatzer, is opening up into the courtyard. So the Gemara says, Pnimi Nosin Yaseiruv Vidayo. The one on the inner one that's connected to the chatzer is the only one that has to put out an air. Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Chitzon Chitzon Beis Sharhu. Afilu Chitzon. So even the outer one, the one that's not in any way connected to the courtyard, because it's connected through all the houses, is itself required to make to be part of the Erev. Okay. So chitzon beis sharhu. is the outer one really is the outer one really connected to the inner ones? Meaning, is the outer one, which is not connected to the chatzar, really a way, a means of getting to the inner ones? So the Gemara says, no, chitzon shel panimi. It doesn't mean the actual outer one, but rather it means that the second to last one. Beis hatshi'i l'chatzar, meaning it's far removed from the courtyard, but it's not all the way out. You know, it's not all the way out onto the street of the other side. It really is still connected to the inner one somehow. So v'makom efli marsav beis shar diachin shmei beis shar marsavar lo shmei beis shar. One Shmuel says that the beis shar, the opening, the entranceway of an individual, is considered like a good opening. And therefore, from the ninth house, he says here in Sefaria, and therefore the ninth house, i.e. the second innermost, is also a base shar, as it serves as a passageway for the individual living in the innermost house. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Umar Sarva lo shmei base shar, Rabbi Yochanan says that the one who is... The base shar of the individual is not considered like a good base shar, and therefore the ninth house must also contribute to the Erev. Meaning the question is whether or not they're connected to the outside. Alright, we'll pick up this tomorrow. I'm getting myself all confused here. But Mirtz Hashem, we'll do this over Shabbos. Do people want me to...